What is a higher hypothesis? That has to be defined.
Well, then the title of the book is going to be The Path of the Higher Hypothesis.
Okay. Jonathan King.
That's the name of the book. Is that okay?
I know, and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, we were sitting out back one day over on Hotelling Road in the summer when we were living in Mike Dove's trailer over there, paying rent, of course. But Jonathan came over and he said, well, I've come up with this idea that we're going to call this the path of the higher hypothesis. And I went, that's it, path of the higher hypothesis. Talk about enthusiasm. You're not going to talk me out of that one, Jonathan. You know, he always comes up with these ideas and then a couple of days later he goes, no, I got a better idea. No, you're not going to talk me out of that idea, Jonathan. Yes, sir. And I said, did you come up with that idea? Did you make this idea up or was it inspired? Oh, no. I made it up. I made it up.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm the one who thought it was. Actually, I don't even really know what it means. No, I didn't make it up. It came to me. I don't even really know what it means. Remember you told me that?
Yeah. Well, no, because Plato was saying hypothesizing the higher I don't remember all those details.
Yeah, I do. I remember all of that. That was so fun. Because I knew that when he said the path of the higher hypothesis,
that was it.
That was an intuition. That was God-given. From a higher order of being, and I knew that this has to stick, and so I said, "Where did this come from, Jonathan? Where did you get that from?" Well, I made it up. I'm an intelligent guy. I know how to put things together and come up with ingenious things. And then he says, "Actually, it was an insight. It was a given." It was something that was given, the path of the higher hypothesis. So
that's what we'll call the book.
Okay. May I interrupt?
Yeah.
I have no need to work today. I've got a dream. But you and I work together almost every day. But yeah. What about you, Katya? Do you want to do a dream today?
I would if we have time.
Do you have a dream?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You remember one now?
Yeah, as you said, as we get along, this stuff comes up. I have a small piece. But I think it's something in
them.
I don't know.
It's okay with me.
Okay, so Jonathan, this discussion is a discussion that Ram Dass doesn't want to be in on that discussion.
Right.
So we can do another dream for him
and
for Katya.
You know, I'll do one with you tomorrow.
Because
there isn't enough time, right?
Right.
There's time for one more dream, I would think.
I got all day. I don't know about anything.
And we think about... This one thinks about ending it, too.
Okay, I'm fine. I got all day and I got all night also. And I got what it takes. Got the energy for it. I'm flow.
So if Marcia does a dream...
Okay.
Then we'll... See if Ron Dass wants to do a dream.
Okay,
I can do it tomorrow.
Right, okay,
are you work every day in the phone? How do you work? You guys work together?
He comes here in the morning, and we're
really?
What Ram Dass and I are doing is we're writing notes to the inner self like this.
Well, actually, to Baba.
We write notes to Baba. Okay. So see here, look, I've got all of these little slips of paper with these various numbers on them, and we pick a piece of paper out of here, and we insert it, insert it into this book up here in the top, and this we don't know the number that's on that piece of paper right there in this book, and this book is called The Doctrine of Learned Ignorance.
Doctrine of Learned Ignorance.
De Docta Ignorantia, written in 1445 by Nicholas of Cusa. And it's the doctrine on how you come to know that you don't know anything.
Wow.
And it isn't a big book, it's only the little book, the Docta Ignorantia. We just put it in there because it happens to be an easy book to put in. This is how big that book is. The next book is on conjectures, how the mind formulates and makes conjectures, how it makes thoughts and so on and so forth. So anyway, we do that, and then we write a note and we say, "Dear inner self, please change my sun sign into the number that's on that piece of paper that we've inserted into the book today, and give me dreams in which we can figure out how we are thinking so that we can determine the number that's written on that piece of paper." And so by doing this, what we're doing is we're getting deeper, more profound insight into the subtle nature of human thinking and of human intuition.
Through dreams.
Through dream images, yeah. And so Ram Dass is coming over 5 days a week, and he and I sit here for an hour and 45 minutes and discuss these things every day. And it's really...
And I go bust my ass to drive a truck.
So that we can have a place to meet. Dominic goes busting his ass, riding around the countryside, coming back with a...
Busted ass.
Hip and
yes.
The gray in the face and everything else.
And so on Monday, I feel good enough to participate.
Because he has Sunday off.
I have Sunday and Monday off, yeah.
Yeah, and so he has Sunday off before this, so he feels good enough on Monday to participate. So anyway, Dominic makes this possible for us to meet here like this. And so we're grateful for that. Okay.
Very. I'm grateful.
And so, it's amazing to see also that by saying to the inner self, "Please change my sun sign into that number," and without knowing what the number is, and noticing how the shape of our thinking changes according to that number. And that shows us that we are in communication with an inner self who is intelligent enough
that you can play any role you want.
To be able to know what number's on that piece of paper, even though we don't know. Because he is that paper, and he is that ink and everything, and so he knows all of that stuff.
So you could request that you change into another sun sign.
But are you looking at that sun sign through
or
your waking? If you're like 11 and waking normally, you sign to 2.
And then you're
interpreting the dream. Your dream is 2 or is it 11?
Yeah, but we're not doing that. We're signed into the number that's in the dream.
You're really sensitive.
So when you notice,
you're
not, look at the dream, you're still in that
the way
number.
You're being in the world.
And through the behavior of the dream,
like
it tells you what number.
If you check in,
like normally I'm at number 6 on
Aquarius,
but right now today I'm signed into number 9.
See there,
Taurus.
You know your needs.
Just by asking the inner self to sign us into that.
Sagittarius. We know our needs.
Now let me ask you.
For the purpose of studying, to learn the shapes of all these.
Can the inner self change the moon signs?
It can change any.
So if you're all discombobulated with your configuration,
they go about saying, "I'll figure out their needs. I can find out their needs.
Yeah.
No more than just
I don't
asking.
Know my needs, but I'll figure out their needs.
Yeah, but it can, sure,
so
what
you might
happens
find
is we're looking
kind of
for
confused.
We're looking for this aha. Well, we're looking for this
Virgo,
space
pretty certain
between
about
the thoughts.
What you want.
When Sahadev got the space between the thoughts. All other four bodies went into the space between the thoughts too, so that he could feel it.
Would it be
in
a
his
different
whole
experience
body.
Of life? So half the world is one way, and half the world is the other.
Trying to get Dominic
to
feel
through
also.
Life.
When he has this breakthrough, I'm interested in his ability to feel it throughout his body. So Katya, you want to tell me a dream?
Yeah, I was wondering about Jonah.
Well, there's a transformation. You may start.
Okay, well, invoke the.
Are you taking it?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to listen?
Later, when it's transcribed. Okay, we're invoking. We're doing the path of the high hypothesis invocation. Doctor's dream. We're all here to support the work and the intuition and the process of development.
Holy cow.
Nice invocation.
One thing that you said was significant also, that you said you felt taller. Because what this breakthrough does, it also gives us more, a higher self-esteem. And it gives us more confidence in our ability to be able to do what we need to do and to be able to have what we need to have. So that's why we feel taller. And the ability to do it and to have it makes us feel lighter. And instead of running in, because what happens is we have, there are no blocks, there are no, obstacles. There are no obstacles in nature. There are no obstacles between us and reality. There are only obstacles in the thoughts that are made by this identity type. And the becoming aware of the intuition. Oh, maybe it's okay for me to do that. That removes the obstacles.
And that's written in the Steins.
Understanding.
Yeah.
That the obstacle is only in the
mind,
in the thought.
In the thought.
The Steins say that too.
You want to hear it?
I'd like to hear it.
Okay. That in which all this creation is established and from whence it arises is nowhere obstructed because it is unconditioned by its very nature. The only thing that is conditioned is thought, concept. Even when division prevails due to the waking and other states, it extends through that which is undivided, because the preceding subjectivity remains forever true to its own nature. That's the promise. Okay. Okay, Jonathan.
Katya's got it. No.
Oh. Katya. Do you spell your name with a J or a Y?
Y.
And what is your last name?
Some kind of S-A-L-K-I-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
You just read something, right? I just want to know if I did it, if I got it right. Only thing that it's condition is thoughts.
Yeah.
Everything else is has its true nature, is it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's in the stanzas on vibration. Spandakarikas.
What did you say about vibrations?
It's called Stanzas on Vibration. One translation is called Stanzas on Vibration. And in Sanskrit, the title is Spandakarikas.
Spanda, it's a shakti, it's a feminine play.
Spanda means vibration.
Right.
Is it Russian?
Yeah. No, Polish.
Polish.
Polish American.
He studied at Oxford, and he lives in India.
Oh, is this this? No, he's not there.
Let's go back to me.
Okay.
So. I see myself in the office. These kind of windows, and I've never been in that office before somehow. But it feels like office, and feels like I'm doing some paperwork, or business, or some kind of working environment. And as I'm sitting there, there's a purpose in there, and I have intention to do something. That's why I'm in an office. The intention is to go and start doing something in the world. Back to teachings. As I was in a relationship for a while, and I wasn't really doing any teachings, and some of the reasons I was not doing real teachings, workshops. So I had that intention, and that's. And there is anxiety inside around that, because it's something new. And how am I going to do this? Or I've been sitting here with my partner, just kind of enjoying this, and now it feels like time to do something else. So it's anticipating something, a change, and it's like, something like inside that. It's just something like anxious inside, boiling, and like that. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm hearing the Sahadev voice in another room somewhere. He's on the phone, talking to Marga Anand, my tantra teacher.
Talking to
Margo Anand, tantra teacher, my main, one of my tantra teachers, I would say, but he's significant, she's significant in my life, and we are in the community, sky dancing tantra.
Sky dancing?
Yeah, she created sky dancing tantra, and I've been trained by her.
Is that Michael?
Margo Anand.
Oh, Margo Anand.
She has 7 books. She's French. Sorbonne graduate. Brilliant woman. And Sahadev talking to her, laughing. Because my teaching is actually, would be sort of tantric based, or something to do with tantra.
What would be tantric based?
My teaching, my workshops that I'm preparing.
Oh, okay.
That I'm coming out to the world again, back to teaching. That's what I've been doing in the past. I'm just teaching tantra workshops, right? So, and so he's talking to her, laughing, having fun, and then he's throwing this phrase. Well, when I got back to the community or the tantra are going to try to seduce you.
Say this again. Who said that?
Sahadev telling to Margananand, when we're going to be back into our world, into a community, I'm going to try to seduce you. And he laughs, sort of joke.
When we get back, he's saying to Margot,
yeah,
when we get back
to the sort of swing of things, I don't remember exactly the word, of the tantra, back to the community, I'm going to try to seduce you.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm hearing this, I'm not feeling very good.
You think that's Sahadev, right?
I know that's him.
Well, you think it's him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's in your dream. Poor guy's just sleeping in his own bed. He doesn't know anything about Margot and seduction and everything else. And all of a sudden, Katya jumps out of the bed and heads for the kitchen to get the frying pan and the rolling pin and to go after him. You son of a bitch. You
went after those feet again.
Trying to sleep with my teacher, seducer, and cut your balls off.
No, but he's saying in a laughing manner, you know, it's a joke, obviously. But it doesn't grab me too well. I just feel like my left part of my chest, whatever it's here, I guess it's hard to hear it, mm-hmm. It just sort of like contracts something. I can feel it now. It's like, how loud is that?
Remind me to bring up the energy feeling in the
right,
in the right temple that you have. Let's talk about that before you go today. Okay. She says, Katya says, I don't like that.
I didn't say anything. I just feel and I cave it in. And I just hold it in my body. Just hold it, that just sort of contraction in my chest. And that's it. I mean.
Okay.
That's all.
That's a dream?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's only a dream.
It's a good dream. It's, we don't need any more than that.
Yeah.
No, that's totally adequate. Right?
It was about a month and a half ago, though.
Yeah. So that's all resolved? He hasn't seduced her in the meantime?
It's not that much about the seduction. It's much about, for me, coming out and do something in the world and how difficult it is.
Okay.
And that's different. The seduction is part of it too. Different. It's all part of it.
Okay.
It's a dilemma.
Give me a second here. What is your rising sign, Katya?
Rising sun is Scorpio. Oh, wait a second. Rising sun is Scorpio, right.
And midheaven, do you know?
Well, the moon is in, I don't know what moon heaven.
Moon, you said Pisces.
Yes, exactly.
And Aquarius is the...
Yeah. Aquarius is the...
Sun sign.
Yeah.
And midheaven, you don't know yet.
I don't know what midheaven is. Never.
Okay, it's at the top. It's at 12 o'clock on the chart. When you look at the chart, this circular thing, the rising sign is at 9 o'clock, and the midheaven is somewhere between 11 and 1. Anyway, that governs the way that the spiritual part of the mind thinks, where the pure light comes from. Okay, so this is the torso, this is the upper body, the waking state is the upper body.
Like head, right?
Yeah, the head, the arms, the shoulders. The dreaming state is the biotic, the torso. Mm-hmm. The causal is the non-living processes in nature, the elements of nature, and is reflected in the legs in the human body. It's interesting how all of this is connected together this way. And the supercausal is the light out of which everything is created. And it's the feet. And of course, these are four, one, two, three, four different processes. And each one of these processes has its own responsibility and limitation. And as it says in there, even though there are these divisions between waking state, dreaming state, causal state, and supercausal, the light actually pervades all of them. And so, that even though there is no are no living processes in the non-living processes, there are no living processes in the non-living processes. And there are no non-living processes in the living processes. Everywhere in the whole biosphere, all of the elements that are taken in to the living processes are not left in their non-living nature. They're imbued with life. And they're changed to different isotopes of the elements. So that a non-living element like calcium, when it goes into a living body, it's changed. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of different forms of calcium in living matter.
Okay. So when you say non-living matter, it's like nature, it's a good stuff, right?
In living nature. But see, nature includes the non-living too, like the rocks, the cliffs, the sand, they're all part of nature. But nature is made up of all of everything. We're part of nature too, right?
Yeah. So, where does the pelvis belong to? Is it belong to dream?
The pelvis, yeah. the pelvis, the top, mm-hmm. the top of the pelvis is the torso, and the bottom of the pelvis is the causal. Yeah, but everything down through all of the sex organs belongs to the living processes.
So it's a causal.
No, the dreaming state.
Dreaming, okay.
So when you're seeing a dream, Margot represents the causal body. She's your teacher. She has written 7 books. She's a great authority in this, and you look to her for instruction, for information. She is non-emotional. She's a non-emotional element. She's a teacher, like Uber saying that this guy couldn't have an emotion if he had to. Okay.
I just want to say, I know that's important. She's a teacher in the past. I wouldn't consider her my teacher right now.
Okay.
So she's ahead of the community.
Right.
Slide dancing community.
Okay, but yeah. You have learned everything she has to teach.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, she is an authority figure, nevertheless. But your waking state, which you see as Sahadev in the dream, Sahadev represents this Aquarius waking state. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you see that the waking state here wants to seduce this part of the mind. Now you notice that her back is turned towards this part of the mind, and that this one, its back is turned towards this part of the mind. So there is, this one is facing the outside world, but has its back turned towards the emotional mind. So the man inside of Katya's psyche, whereas she feels her identity here, in the dreaming state, because she's a woman, and she's looking to this number 6 as the man inside of her. And she experiences that he has got his back turned towards her, and that she is sacrificing herself for the brightest, most attention-getting object that she sees in him, for the greatest virtue or the greatest value that she sees in him. But she sees that he is completely unaware of her. tell you that.
Yeah.
I kind of have the feeling that you don't even know I'm here.
I can relate.
Okay. And that's an experience that she is having with her waking state. That because she's having this experience in her waking state, and because she's in a relationship with Bill, he is a symbol for her waking state. And so she projects her experience onto her relationship with him. You can pay whatever amount of attention you want to. It will always be construed as no attention. Okay?
It's true.
Okay. Oh, he loves that!
It's true.
And her experience is, you know, he says that he's paying attention to Bella. He never pays any attention. He doesn't really know that he really is there.
Did you hear that?
It's true.
And he's saying, well, I notice that I'm paying attention to her all the time, but she's not paying any attention to me. Because you have Libra. You have Libra in the moon. So the woman inside of you has got her back turned towards you. And even though you're trying to get her attention, you're noticing that she doesn't pay any attention to you. So here you two guys are with this going on inside of your head. And no matter what you do for each other, you always construe it as no communication. There isn't really any communication going on between Bill and me, between Katya and me. You know, we've been working at communication now for a few years, right? And so far, there have been those rare moments when there seemed to be communication happening, but basically in the ordinary run-of-the-mill daily experiences, doesn't happen.
And that's because he's Libra in his dream, right?
Yeah.
Dreaming state. And that's what am I?
Pisces.
Right, so there's no... Pisces is pure communication.
Pisces is pure non-communication.
Really?
Pisces looks out into the outside and focuses on the brightest, most attention-getting object and doesn't want to know anything about anything else.
Okay.
Look, this is... I gotta spend all my time with this one thing. This thing, there's so many details about this. There's so much for me to know about this that I have to spend weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months with this thing until I get it all down. And in the meantime, I don't have any time for anything else.
It's a Pisces sun, right?
Bill, this is what this thinking mechanism does. That's how it operates. And when we identify with it, that's how we manifest. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's true.
Now here, I don't know you two guys. I don't live in your house. I don't live in your daily life. But I can look at this and I can tell you a lot about what's going on.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the power of that thing. And the dream is always trying to save us from that thinking. So now, the turning point in Katya's dream comes when... I see myself in an office... working with papers and so on. There's something bothering me. I have an intention. That intention is coming from the intuition. I don't want to be in any office. I don't want to be working with any papers. Office and papers is this one, back here. She says, I don't want to be working with papers and so on. I want to be working with something else. I hear Sahadev's voice. He's talking to Margot with the office and the papers. And he says, when we get back into the swing of things and I get this stuff going, I, the waking state, I'm going to seduce you. I'm going to make a lot of with you because she wants to just ignore you completely.
Because what? She?
She wants to ignore you. So I'm going to seduce you. I'm going to make love to you. Margot is her teacher. Has been her teacher. Used to be her teacher. This one isn't finished with Margot. He wants to get Margot on board. So emotionally, Katya is finished with Margot, but rationally, in waking state, in reasoning, she isn't finished with Margot. She wants to be in love with Margot and wants to be having this thing as an ongoing thing. Okay, that's what the dream is saying. That's the intuition. Now, you have a little bit of a glow of light on your face when you listen to me talking that way. What do you think about what I'm saying?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense to you. Okay, well, no, and when you heard Sahadev say, when we get back into the swing of things in the Tantra community, I'm going to seduce you. Okay, so now the turning point for you, Katya, is Sahadev wants to seduce Margot. Okay? And you gotta love it, baby.
I gotta what?
You gotta love it.
Uh-huh.
Because in the dream you don't like it. Right? In the dream you don't like it. Mm-hmm. But really you do.
Yeah.
You really do like it.
Yeah.
Make sense?
I'm not sure.
Can you see the possibility that it makes sense?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look at it.
Why would I like it?
Why would you like it?
Yeah.
Well, you tell me. What would be so great?
Okay, it would be great if Sahadev would get involved into Tantra community a little bit more. I would like that. And if he would get involved in my work and be present to my workshops and help me to get there with whatever it is I'm doing and being there, being part of it. And the danger is that, you know, that...
That he would seduce Margot?
Yeah, that's one of the things, but it's more than that, is that my connection with him dissipate. So I am afraid of losing him because I'm going out there and my connection with him is not that strong. So Margot can seduce him and do whatever, and because my connection with him is not that strong as my attention on the world. That's my fear.
All right, very good. Now, this is a very beautiful setting. Thank you. You did a very good job of laying the groundwork for me. I got a clear picture of where I'm going. Do you have an idea of where I'm headed here with this?
Yeah, I...
You say yes, Jonathan?
Not super clear. A possibility.
Katya is saying, there's something that I need. She's saying, I need Sahadev to be connected with me.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
The real fear for Katya is that Sahadev would no longer be connected with her. That she would lose her connection with Sahadev.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
If I start going out there and teaching, yeah.
Okay. Is she connected with him right now? Is this girl inside of Katya's psyche connected with this waking state?
Yes. No.
She is offering herself to him.
Oh, right.
But she is experiencing that he isn't giving anything in return. And so now she's saying, I would like for Sahadev to be more involved with me and what I'm doing. But I wouldn't want it to be so much that I lose my connection with him. That it goes so far that he's only in love with the Tantra and not with me. Okay, can you unfold your arms for a minute?
I'm a little bit chilly.
Are you cold?
A little bit, yeah.
You want to set the sun there?
Shut the door.
No, that's okay. I just put that on and I'm fine.
Should we shut the door?
Okay.
I'm going to excuse myself.
No. Fresh air is good.
Okay. You got to take off?
Yeah, I'd like to. I need to go take care of myself.
Okay.
I'm kind of losing it.
Okay.
You want to walk it back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron. I have some distilled water if you want.
That would be great.
Wrong pipe. Which one? Yeah. You alright?
Can't breathe.
They give me water.
I'll show you where it is.
You guys are marathon dream workers. Rambha says, oh, let's go on.
And then he leaves.
I'm too polite for that. I can't. I'm not thrilled with Alvaro's symbols, but you know, they're okay. I think there might be a way to change
okay.
it a little bit.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you, darling. So yeah, in terms of connection, is that girl is connected to him right now? Is that the question here?
Yeah, this girl is connected with him from her perspective, but she's not connected with him from his perspective. He's looking out to the outside world. So when she hears Sahadev saying, Margot, I'm going to seduce you. What that does is that awakens in you instantly the awareness, I need him to be connected with me. Okay? The reason he's looking for a connection with Margot is because she is not alerting him to the fact that she needs to be connected with him. Because he needs to be connected too. But he can only get connected if she tells him, I want connected with you. Because God is not going to allow him to connect with her unless she feels her need to be connected and voices her need to be connected. I need to be connected with you. But you can't just say, hey, I need to be connected with you, now God damn it, I want you connected with me, because that doesn't work. That's not emotional. You have to do it in a seductive way. He's saying, I'm going to seduce you, so you need to seduce him right away. You say, hey, come here, you. I need you. I need you right now for me. You can seduce Margot later, you know, after you seduce me. But I come first. Okay, so in this moment where you're in the dream, and you hear Sahadev's voice saying, talking to Margot and laughing, you that awakens you to your need for connection with him. Okay, Now, that may not be the experience that you remember in the dream. But that experience did happen in the dream. And what I'm asking you to do is to go back to that experience.
Okay.
And try to remember that need that you've experienced to be connected.
That's a good deal. I like the idea.
Pardon me?
I like this idea.
You like this idea?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good, because it is the idea that the thought and intuition processes are inspiring in you in the whole thing. That's why it had Sahadev say, I'm going to seduce you. Okay, so can you say, I am going to charm Sahadev into seducing me, because I need to be connected with him.
So I am back to my dream, right?
You're back to your dream. You're
and
at
so
the point.
So I am in my office. He's in his, and I'm hearing him saying that. That's where I am, right?
Yeah, I have just heard him say,
yeah,
I am going to seduce you, Margot.
Yeah, and I feel this sort of contraction.
But before the contraction,
yeah,
you feel an opening into expansion of I need to charm Sahadev into seducing me. Remember that?
No.
Okay.
I remember thinking in my office that I need to go out there to the world, back to the world, and expand myself, you know, allow myself to be big rather than just little goal being in a relationship and all the safety that I enjoy. And so that is sort of, I'm thinking of expansion to the world. And that feels very good on one hand, and then it's a scary that I'm going to lose him.
Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that the thought is that I want to expand in my work, I want to have a profession, I want to have income, blah, 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 da, 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 da.
Do you have any of that?
Excuse me, but the thing is there is this lurking around this issue, that you do want this. And we're not going to deny this. We're going to say, okay, this is part of the overall picture. But the secret, the kernel, the crux of knowledge and action that is going to make this professional life work is the connection with Sahadev through seducing him into being connected with Katya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not sure the word seduction, what does that mean?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
If I rephrase it, maybe I can relate to it more.
I don't want you to relate to it. I want you to learn what seduction means. Mm-hmm. Sahadev knows what seduction means. Mm-hmm. Katya also needs to know what seduction means, because two people cannot be connected with each other unless they are both seducing each other. And Tantra is all about seduction. There's nothing in Tantra if it doesn't start with seduction first. This word is a word that comes in Katya's dream.
It has a negative connotation.
It is a negative connotation in the sense of, hey, how are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to pay the bills? We can't just go up there and ride in the sky in heaven and be yogis in the forest meditating and never do anything to get money to pay the bills. It's a reaction against freedom. Katya, listen to me. Think about seduction in a positive way. Is that possible?
Yeah. If seduction includes heart,
yeah,
I can work with that.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, I would not ask you to seduce him without heart.
Right. So because seduction means basically, you know, seduction, a sexual thing, and that's it. So that's
not to me.
Okay.
In terms of this work that I'm doing here, seduction is only connected with heart. Seduction only arises out of the heart. But connection with another person cannot happen unless seduction is there. Now, one of the resistances that Katya is experiencing to this whole thing is Katya, as a Pisces, believes Bill should love me without me having to seduce him. If I have to seduce him, then I would be winning from him something that I want him to give me without me having to ask for it. Seduction is a process of asking for what you want. Now, the intuition, the intuitive side of the Pisces is a Virgo. In the Virgo, intuitive side of Katya's personality, the Virgo is perfectly willing to ask for love in a charming, seductive way. Because she knows that if she doesn't do it, she ain't going to get it.
Who's Virgo?
Do you remember a girl that you used to buddy with in high school who was like your favorite person?
Yeah.
Okay, she's a Virgo.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine...
I can see that.
What's her name?
Lisa.
Imagine Lisa in this room here with you, and you're talking to her about wanting to get your business going. And both you and Lisa here, Sahadev say, I'm going to seduce Margot. Lisa?
Why not?
Well, no.
It doesn't matter, really.
No, it does. It does. He's only going to seduce Margot, because we're going to stay true to the dream.
Okay.
Now, Lisa loves Sahadev the same way you do. And she wants attention from him the same way you do. What is Lisa's response to Sahadev saying to Margot, I'm going to seduce you, Margot? What does Lisa say?
I don't think she say any difference than I do.
Pardon me?
I don't know what she's saying. I don't think it's going to be any difference.
Oh, yeah, it has to be, because she's diametrically the opposite of you.
Well, he's a Virgo, right?
No, that doesn't matter. We're talking about you. We're talking about Aquarius, Pisces, Scorpio, and whatever in the midheaven there. We're just hearing Bill's voice. We don't know anything about the way he thinks. Mm-hmm. We just know that that is the waking state, the Aquarius waking state, saying to Margot, I'm going to seduce you. And you think that you don't like it. But if you remember what happened before you decided you didn't like it, can you remember?
I remember what?
When you very first heard him say that.
Yeah.
What came up for you?
Oh, anxiety?
Pardon me?
Anxiety?
Before
contraction?
Before the anxiety. This is a long timeline of many things happening. Good. Before the anxiety, what happened?
That's what happened. because anxiety, the dreams start with anxiety about the going out to the world. And
okay,
the
I'm only talking right now. Can we concentrate on this moment where you're hearing Bill's voice saying to Margot, I'm going to seduce you? Right in that moment, exactly in that moment, the very first thing when you hear Bill's voice.
I have to go to my body in order to tell you that.
Okay, go to your body. What's the very first?
I feel there's some kind of fire here.
All right.
I feel fire in my belly that's sort of moving here and then turns into a fear.
What is that? Okay, before it turns into a fear, what is the fire saying?
Excitement and some kind of uncomfortable excitement.
Okay.
Some kind of saying.
Okay, the excitement, I understand.
Saying maybe, you know, it's sort of something more positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's go back into the positive excitement that you're feeling there. Mm-hmm. And before the discomfort, before the anxiety, expand it and stay with that and allow it to expand before we move into the discomfort. Before we move into
the... Okay, it's a great idea. I love it. Okay.
True.
Okay. So we have to go here, right? Is that what it's talking about? Is the good stuff? Okay, he's actually wants to move in. He's getting ready to move in into a community with me. My God, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're very glad and exciting that it's...
Yeah.
He's actually doing it.
Because you need him.
Doing it.
Because you need him. You need connected with him.
Yeah. He's my partner. I want to stay with him. And he's agreeing to moving with me.
Yeah.
And this is a good thing. Just by saying what he said, indication that he's on.
The awakening
of excited
home.
About it.
Excitement in you, yes.
Yeah.
And you can move into that without any fear.
Exactly.
Because you know that this is, he's expressing to you the need and the willingness to be connected with you.
Exactly.
He's saying that he wants it to be with Margot.
Yes.
But what he's doing is he's using the word seduction and inviting you to seduce him. Now, with all this excitement and dancing and everything, are you willing to seduce him? From your heart? With your heart?
Yeah, I can do that. That would be fun. And I totally understand that goodness of it and that he needs that and he wants that.
Okay.
Yeah. Want me to do it?
I want you to formulate the intention to do it.
Okay.
To close your eyes and go to the part where you hear Bill's voice and you say, oh, this is my open door. I'm going there. I'm going to go make Bill happy and he's going to make me happy because I'm going to seduce him. Yeah, you can give him kisses, but you want him to seduce you. So you have to lure him. You have to lure him. You have to lure him because you want him to kiss you.
Okay.
You don't want to just give him kisses. You've been giving him enough kisses. You want some kisses back. And you want to know that he's kissing you because you're giving him strict orders to. And he's doing it gladly because he's happy to hear you Oh my God, what greater delight for a man than a woman who wants it? Did you hear me, Katya?
Say that again, please.
What greater delight for a man than a woman who wants him? And who is letting him know that she wants him? Who's not saying, I want you! No, she's she's seducing him. That's what this dream is about.
I forgot how to seduce.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not.
No, you haven't.
I'm getting into it. I'm with you all. I'm getting to.
Yeah. With my help. Okay.
With your instruction.
Okay, very good. Okay, we accomplished a lot. You accomplished a lot. That is not easy. Exactly for her to do what I'm asking her to do is every bit as hard as it was for you to just like Ugrasena. Okay, so this is what this work is about. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you went through a process like this, say 3 times a week? Not of getting together and doing the whole thing, but you know, of exercising, looking at it from the other opposite perspective. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I invite you to come back again. Next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.